Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Opening day, 2025 Major League Baseball season. Braves Padres later on this afternoon.
You get you some, baby.
Sweet 16 starts tonight as well. Tomorrow, me and Randy and Dukes and Bell are going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We've got a 92.9 The Game doubleheader for the regional semifinals of the College Basketball Championship. Join me and Randy at 11. Dukes and Bell at 2 as we kick off a big sports weekend with great food and drinks at Twin Peaks. That's all coming up Friday at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And the games here start tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yeah.
The games here start tomorrow.
Yep.
And I expect, but you look at the 4 schools that are coming to Atlanta, it's going to be, well, they're probably already here.
I would imagine the fans are here, too.
Welcome.
Ole Miss, Michigan State kicks things off tomorrow at 7:09, which is a fun one, at State Farm. And then Michigan and Auburn at 9:39. So, I mean, really easy drive for Auburn fans.
Yes.
Right, obviously. Yeah, right pretty easy drive for Ole Miss fans, too. And there's obviously a lot of Auburn and Ole Miss fans that live here. And then, you know, Michigan State. Maybe they went halves on a carpool or something.
I don't know, man. As I said, I highly doubt that. But, yeah, I highly doubt that.
Pretty funny if they both won and played each other. That'd be pretty cool.
Will we get one report of a flight from Detroit that had to be turned around because of unruly behavior?
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't.
They fly Spirit from Detroit?
Yes, they did.
All right, so maybe.
It's a possibility that what's that that Twitter page? All Things Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They probably.
Oh yeah, they'll be all over it.
They'll be all over.
Or at the very least, once they get here.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Somebody's got some bucking.
Hartsfield Jackson.
Yeah. Somebody bucking.
Throwing down in the baggage claim.
Yeah. Again. What were y'all fighting about? There's plenty of seats over there in the concourse.
They
haven't boarded yet.
They had on the maize and blue.
I don't know, man.
Punch him in his neck.
Yeah, just punch him right in the throat. All right. Well, but whatever. But I know I saw the tweet, and we talked about it, and I forgot we had somebody else on about because of where the game is over at State Farm. Like, people do not like, and my players do not like playing basketball games in stadiums.
Yeah.
The players hate it.
Yeah.
They were like, put all of them in basketball arenas.
Yeah.
They really hate them.
And what's crazy about the Sweet 16 is 3 of the 4 locations are. Like,
yes.
State Farm obviously is a little bit different than the basketball arena that, say, like a UCSD or something like that would play in.
Right, right.
But all the school, everybody being from a Power 4 conference, all these schools play in big basketball arenas now. So State Farm shouldn't throw anybody off.
Right.
But Kentucky and Tennessee and Purdue and Houston are playing at Lucas Oil.
Yes.
That's a football stadium.
Yes.
Now, eventually, the Final Four is going to be in a football stadium, too, because they do all that there.
That's true.
But and that's always a weird part of it, too. It's like they play every game in these, especially the college games, these intimate environments where you have the sometimes you have the backboard, the rim still coming off a wall, you know, in some of the small gyms. So you have the depth perception. They always talk about how hard it is for the shooters to shoot on those hoops in those basketball arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the balls are different. Like, the ball's different in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, okay.
It's way oranger. Do you notice that?
No, I did not notice that.
It's, like, bright orange, and it's super pumped up. I've actually heard some of the players
I saw somebody complain about it.
Yeah.
I saw somebody complain
about
the ball.
It's, like, way overinflated.
It was overinflated.
All the rims are brand new, so they're super tight.
God, I hate basketball rims.
a brand new tight basketball rim with an overinflated basketball, you better be able to shoot.
I just say, we're talking about the college basketball rim mic.
Oh, it's so loud.
It's so damn loud.
Well, it's also loud because the rims are so damn new, it sounds like that, you know? Anyway, that's all neither here nor there. Everybody's playing on the same rims, playing with the same basketball. Here's Tom Izzo. He's obviously here in Atlanta getting ready to take on Ole Miss tomorrow night, Sweet 16. Another Sweet 16 run for Tom Izzo. Obviously a huge deal for him and all the players on the team. But also the transfer portal opened this week. So cover the team. People are asking him about it. Here's his response.
You know, I'm going to worry today about the guys I got in this program that have done an incredible job this year. And that's it. And if that costs me later, so be it. But Tom Izzo isn't cheating the people that he has that have been loyal to him for this chaos that is going on out there. I don't eat, I don't sleep right now, so why in the hell would I do something else that might benefit me a year from now? And really, it's not going to benefit me now because I don't know what I have. I don't know how much money I have. I don't know which players are leaving or staying. I don't have any idea. So why would I do that? Waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right. I mean, look, obviously, if you get a big-time player to commit to transfer to school right now, you have him next year, and that's great. That helps you next year. And obviously, some coaches are doing that, but they shouldn't have to be. Like,
no.
I don't still understand why it has to be now, and it can't be 3 weeks from now when the tournament's over. You know what I mean? Like, so coaches don't have to be doing both of those things at the same time. He's right. The most important thing to him right now is winning this game on Friday night and trying to get to the Elite Eight, and then winning that game and trying to get to the Final Four. And that's all he should be focused on. But it can't be.
But it can't
because he has to be thinking about all the other stuff.
And that's the thing when you when you talk about football and basketball, and it goes back to, well, I don't care. You know, when you talk about the these coaches are having to do all these different things and still trying to coach their team in a game or in practice or whatever, while all of this is going on.
Right.
And still,
you get paid a lot of money to deal with that.
Okay. But still, like, damn.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand that part about all the money and stuff, but yet, why do you have it? Have we come up or anybody told you why they have it now?
We kind of threw some stuff at the wall.
Like quarter system. Quarter system and all those
different
things.
I don't know how they decide when the transfer, because the football one happens when it happens twice a year.
And yeah, they might
it was right in the middle of the college football playoff.
Yes, and then
the another one opens after spring practice.
Yeah, so you're like, and then you think about, okay, you're going into summertime, because you're thinking about it like this as a coach. You what you used to. I'm getting myself, getting this team, getting these players ready for the summertime, for the season. Now it's like I'm coaching these guys, and then we'll see who leaves, but also we're going to see who wants to come in. Because there's going to be people and kids that leave Georgia after next week.
There's going to be kids that leave Michigan State tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
If they lose.
It's a damn show.
Yeah.
But that was when we talked about on, was it Monday, when both of us realized, oh, the college basketball transport. Right. I was like, well, nobody who's on a play on a team is going to leave.
Well,
Every
time we think we've figured out what can't happen,
because remember,
college sports is like, hold my beer.
You remember before last year's playoff, we were like, oh, yeah, they'll opt out of bowl games.
Yeah, but they would never opt out of the playoff.
Dude. Yeah, right.
Penn State's backup quarterback who plays, like, is not like your typical backup quarterback. They had packages for him. He was like, got to go.
But what?
Got to get out of here.
What if, what does, that's it. What does that say about you as a coach knowing that this kid is leaving? Because he's leaving because you're making it seem like him that you're going to fill that position automatically. So he needs to come right now.
Oh, right. Instead you're like, the coach who's convincing him to leave the playoff. What does that say about you?
Yeah, instead of just like, okay, you want to come, right? Yeah. All right. We'll let you finish the opportunity to win a national championship.
Yeah.
Because we don't need you right now, actually.
Right, we're not playing. We're not playing.
We're not practicing.
And I guess that says the coach doesn't believe in your word, right?
Yeah.
Because you could just then turn around and be like, actually, never mind.
That is true.
Which, you know, I don't know. Like, I guess I don't blame him, because if you take somebody at their word, they turn around, you don't get them, you suck next year, you get fired, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the other thing, too, is, and people always bring this up, and it's true, you know, there's coaches that coached in the NCAA tournament that knew they were leaving to go to other jobs. It happened. There's a coach who's in the Sweet 16 at Maryland who every Maryland fan right now is wondering what he's going to do because he won't say. I mean, obviously you want your school to throw a bunch of money at him and keep him because he's in the Sweet 16.
But maybe they know something. I mean, but that's one of the things where, like, when stuff got out about McNeese. Well, we'll wait. When it got out that he was taking the NC State job, even though he was still coaching. Like, the distraction that could have done without.
I agree. I totally agree. You know what I mean? I'm just of the belief that, like, we've so gotten into the idea of kind of any content is good content. And this is something that people are talking about. So then it sort of keeps the conversation around college basketball even more propped up than it would be if it was just about the basketball games. And I don't believe that it is. Like, I don't believe that all this chaos is actually beneficial for the overall health of the sport. You might get more clicks this week on Tom Izzo saying what he said, mm-hmm. or is Kevin Willard going to leave Maryland or something like that. But I don't think it ultimately benefits the long-term health of the sport.
No.
And I think that's what the people that are in charge of it need to get the reins on. Because literally this doesn't happen anywhere else in any other sport. Like, guys don't become free agents in the middle of the NBA playoffs.
No.
You know? Like, guys don't become free agents in the middle of the NFL playoffs. They're like, dang, I don't know. They're going to give me all this money, so I'm going to miss this game.
Yes.
And of course they wouldn't, because that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be an insane structure for a league to by which to run itself. The college is doing it. There's like, I don't know, we didn't think this might happen, and we don't have a better system, so this is what it is.
Because, I mean, I understand everybody. I understand wanting to play. I understand wanting to get to the NBA and all those different things.
I don't have a problem with any of that.
I don't have a problem in there.
Problem with any of that.
I don't have a problem with none of it.
Just clean up the calendar.
That's the whole
thing. That's all you got to do.
That's all. Like, and this is something that can be cleaned up by the adults.
Exactly.
You know, the adults can clean this up.
Yeah. Yep.
And it won't hurt anybody. It won't hurt the kid to wait till after this to transfer. It really, really won't.
It'll help
because
everybody.
That'd help them more than anything.
It'll help everybody.
And that spot to be there. But for you to have it at this step, and I know coaches make all this money and they can leave without. I got it.
Right.
I got
it. No, it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. But it never had to get like this.
This right here is awful.
And it's college football, too. It's both of them. College football and college basketball have gotten so blinded by the money grab that they've allowed a lot of stuff that shouldn't have happened to happen. It's too bad. They'll fix it. Like, you know, there's too much money to be made. I think so. Like, I think it's too obviously bad to keep on like this. But then also they're like, I don't know. Those guys in the midday just spent 10 minutes talking about it. That's good for us.
I don't know.
Print the checks.
I just don't know.
I'm just not a believer that every bit of attention is good attention.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
But we live in a post-shame society, so there is no such thing as that anymore. All right, that's a different conversation. We will we'll get to an AMA coming up next. You can load the phone lines up at 404-726-0929. You can ask us anything that you want. We'll do our best to answer it right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.